Most of the U.S. Midwest will be faced with quite a bit of change in weather as we move forward through the rest of this week. We'll start off with tranquil weather today, and most of the Midwest will see a good day for field work and also for the drying of soil across many areas. Not much precipitation of consequence will occur across the region, and our temperatures this afternoon will probably be very pleasant in the majority of the region, running in the 70s and lower 80s in many locations. Some middle and perhaps a few upper 80s might occur on the west side of the Missouri River, and it does appear that this will be one of the few warm days left. We'll see tomorrow rather warm across a big part of the Midwest again, this time 80s and perhaps even some temperatures near 90 degrees will occur south of the Great Lakes region and extending back to the southwest into portions of Iowa and Nebraska. And it still looks as though the temperatures will start cooling, though, in the far northwestern part of the Midwest. This will be mostly Minnesota and North Dakota. Those areas will see temperatures cooling back into some upper 50 and 60 degree readings tomorrow, and that's as we start seeing a very cold air mass working its way southward out of Canada. In response to the changing temperatures, and remember, we'll be looking at some 80 degree temperatures in a big part of the Midwest, while some 50s will be in the northern plains. That sets the stage for quite a contrast in the atmosphere, and condensation will occur in abundance, and therefore rain will likely evolve. Some of the computer forecast models are suggesting some very heavy rain may occur over the next 48 hours, starting tomorrow primarily, and occurring on into Wednesday in the western Corn Belt. Portions of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northern Illinois, and some areas in Nebraska could end up with some 1 to 3 inch rains, and perhaps something greater will occur in a few locations. As this cold air mass works its way further to the southeast across the Midwest, we will expect some moderate rains to occur there as well, but the lower and eastern portions of the region will probably see rain totals running more along the lines of 0.3 to 1 inch with some localized 1 to 1.5 inch amounts. The precipitation is expected to extend into Thursday morning for some of the easternmost parts of the Midwest. In the meantime, we'll expect to see temperatures trending colder still, and it will end up bottoming out late this week with some frost and freeze potential in the upper portions of the Midwest. Afternoon highs on Wednesday will be limited to the 50s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt. Perhaps even a couple of Minnesota locations may not warm above 50 degrees. In contrast, we'll still be over 80 in portions of Ohio, Indiana, and southern Illinois on Wednesday, but that'll be the last of the warmth. We'll expect everybody to turn much colder as we move to the end of the week, with 50 and 60 degree highs expected as we go from Friday into Saturday. And it looks as though the low temperatures at night will get down to a dangerous threshold for crops. It already looks as though most of Canada and the northern U.S. plains will see killing freezes as we go through this week. Most of the coldest air will come from Alberta and Saskatchewan down into portions of Montana and the Dakotas. The center of the cold air is expected to be just a little bit further to the west than required for a significant freeze to occur in the heart of the Midwest. With that said, though, frost and some light freezes will occur in the upper parts of the region. Friday morning will be coldest. Places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, the eastern Dakotas, northernmost parts of Iowa will see some frost and perhaps some freezing temperatures. The lowest temperatures could run 29 to 32 degrees across some of this region. Then that'll be low enough to cause a little bit of damage to crops and could hurt the quality of some of the oil seeds as well as corn. We'll look for the colder air to shift across the Great Lakes region on Saturday of this week, and we'll see some more frost and some light freezes occurring there as well. The impact will be mostly the same. The lower portions of the Midwest will just deal with colder weather for a little while, but there is going to be some more rain next week after the cold air starts to abate. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.